And with Eileen again, and I've seen some of her weight pieces. I'm very interested, Eileen, in some of these weight pieces you have. The crinkled ashtray, the large ashtray, the centenary of the Irish Football Association, 1880 to 1980. Now, I've come across one of them before, and I've been told by Ronnie Love that worked in the factory that there would have been no more than 50 of these made. Could you confirm that?
I couldn't really confirm it, but I mean, there'd have been made special, there'd have been a special order for...
For the centenary.
For the centenary.
You would have no idea or could confirm his views that it was a limited edition?
I would say yes, it was a limited edition.
Okay. Yep. That's that one, Eileen. This ashtray, Eileen, I've never seen before. Is that the Pear Drop series?
Yeah.
It is the Pear Drop series.
Pear Drop?
Or what is it? What
Teardrop.
The Teardrop.
Yeah.
That's the Teardrop series. Now, I have been researching this for the last 18 months. I have never seen this before. Is this unusual or...?
Yeah, they were only samples.
They were only samples?
Yeah.
You would class these as prototypes then?
Yes.
If the author requires me to come back again to measure that, etc., you've no problem with me coming back?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't have any idea how many of them would have been made?
10 dozen.
10 to 12. Very, very interesting, Eileen. That's that one. Now, I'm hoping you're going to say this... Celtic wear. This would have been Borsi's design, Senior's design, isn't that right?
Yeah.
I mean, he designed the two handle iron, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Now, again, Eileen, in the last 18 months, I have never ever seen this before. Did that go into production?
No.
No. Again, was a prototype?
Yes.
No more than 10 to a dozen made, you reckon?
No, maybe 20 at the height.
Okay, thank you very much. The plant,
plant holder,
is unusual as well, because this is the first one we've come across. Were these mass produced?
I think they were.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well,
you see, that wouldn't have been my department.
Yes.
Those were turned.
Yes.
Weren't they?
And they were also made... designs on the side of them, weren't they?
They were. I've never seen one before, must admit. Finally, Mr. Pickwick, would you call that a tankard?
A tankard, yeah.
And
it is a tankard.
Scratched on the bottom is a 2 and an X. Have you any idea what that means?
No idea.
Have you any idea who Mr. Pickwick was made for? Who commissioned that?
I haven't a clue. No idea who it was made for.
What, you have no idea what it, any idea on it at all, Annett? You say you remember doing the glasses.
I done the glasses.
What do you mean by the glasses? Oh, you painted them?
Did you?
Painted his hair and painted that blue on.
There seems a bit of a colour variations, yeah.
Well, the wood bait.
The one that Esther Twynham has, there's no Mr. Pickwick on it.
Oh, was that right?
Pickwick, Anna, you reckon with the blue back and the blue handle that those would have been samples?
They were samples done in different colours. And then they decided to do the bottom in green.
Green.
To get the right colour.
Yes.
You know.
Well, you're very fortunate, Eileen, because